Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features. They are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com. So enjoy that. And the site itself actually allows you to influence some of the things we talk about on the air on this program simply by submitting different show prep suggestions, whether they be news stories or video pieces or blog posts. That tends to be the focus of the site. You can submit that stuff over at freetalklive.com. And then the other listeners, the other participants on the site, can vote them up or down. And then depending on what's the most popular, we will see it when it hits the front page of the site. And this was one of the stories a few days back. And I saw this and I thought, wow, we definitely have to talk about it. Because it ties directly into one of the projects that is going on here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I'm talking about the Federal Bureau of Investigation putting out a release just a week ago now about how so-called sovereign citizens, and I have my issues with that term, we'll talk about that in a moment, are domestic terrorists. They start out by saying that domestic terrorism, Americans attacking Americans because of U.S.-based extremist ideologies, comes in many forms in our post-9/11 world. To help educate the public, we've previously outlined two separate domestic terror threats, eco-terrorists and animal rights extremists, and lone offenders. Today, we look at the third threat, the sovereign citizen extremist movement. Sovereign citizens are anti-government extremists who believe that even though they physically reside in this country, they are separate or sovereign from the United States. As a result, they don't believe they have to answer to any government authority, including courts, taxing entities, motor vehicle departments, or law enforcement. Now, I would say that, to some extent, what they're saying here is a fairly accurate description.
Yeah, I'm with them up to this point.
I don't like the term sovereign citizen, and I think it behooves me to point out why. I consider myself a sovereign, but in order to be a sovereign, I don't think I could possibly be a citizen.
Yeah, I guess that doesn't really make much sense. It's like an enslaved free man.
Right, because to be a sovereign means that you're the king, meaning you're the king of your own domain. You're the king of your own castle, if you will, your own world. And that's what that means. So when you're a citizen, it's a completely different concept. The citizen is one who has given up some of one's rights and freedoms in return for an obligation of protection. You've given up your duty of obligation to the government, and in return they have supposedly have an obligation to protect you. Now, as an aside, they don't. Turns out that the government's so-called Supreme Court, the men in robes, have said over and over again that they have no obligation to protect you at all, so therefore there really isn't even a citizen. It's just a citizen is just another word for serf. It's just another kind of cover term that the government people put out there to get people all revved up with nationalism.
Yeah, I'm a citizen.
It's an upgraded serf, but it's the new and improved slavery. Now
serf 2.0.
I'm not saying that it's as bad as being a slave in the 1850s. I wouldn't say that. That'd be silly. But you're still owned by these people while you preside on their land that they claim that they claim that we all own.
Though, as we saw today, if enough people act like they own themselves, then their ownership dissipates. If enough people stand up and say, no, you don't own us, and we're going to act like free people, consequences be damned, we're prepared for them, then there's very little that they can do. And they did very little when we were out at the 420 celebration today in Concord, New Hampshire.
There are certainly things that they can do, but I think what through all of this activism and the things that are happening up here in New Hampshire, they're starting to realize that it's a lose-lose proposition for them, and the question becomes,
how bad do they want to lose?
Yeah, how do you want to lose? Do you want to lose looking bad, showing your police, going in and sicking the dog on peaceful people that were hanging out in the park, or do you want to lose by just ignoring it and standing off to the side and not responding and have a few of the busybodies say, well, you should be arresting those people.
You need to crack some heads.
Absolutely. You're right. That is their choice. And today they made the right choice. They chose the right choice for them because it extends their legitimacy as long as they possibly
can have it.
Because if they choose to ignore the pot smoking or whatever other law breaking
we're talking about, then their legitimacy is damaged a little bit because they're not enforcing the laws they claim they're going to enforce, but it's not near as damaging as busting some heads and carrying people out and doing all that.
Well, that certainly makes for great video for the activists and moves more people to New Hampshire, but I really got to wonder, what's it like for the police officers? Because there were several state police officers, am I correct?
Yes.
I didn't
get
to see any on the video, I just heard about that.
There were a couple.
Well, but there were, I think, I heard there were four or five. I think there were three state troopers inside the Capitol building looking out the windows, like, what's going on out there? And at least two of the security people.
Well, at the very least, dozens of them knew about this going on, and they knew that they were going to have a presence there to sort of keep an eye on the crowd in case they got unruly. Now, what's it got to be like for those police officers that were stationed out there and the ones that knew about it? But think about the ones that are stationed there probably are the best examples. What's it like for them? They see this crowd of 100, maybe as high as 200 people, you know, cavorting about, playing drums and smoking pot on the state house lawn. The center of governmental power in the state of New Hampshire, and these dirty derelicts smoking pot right there, contrary to the laws of the state.
With no permit either.
Right. Doing
How
all this,
dare they?
And then they're going to request this guy who's likely smoked pot because, well, he's been alive for the last three or four decades, right? So he's probably
smoked
pot.
If he hasn't smoked it, he knows somebody who has.
And he's going to be required to go out, you know, to do his job, to go out in the next week or two and give a ticket to some kid for having a joint. That's got to be really tough on that guy's psyche. Oh, wait a minute. My boss has told me not to go arrest the derelicts that were essentially crapping on the center of government in the new in the state of New Hampshire.
Derelict. I mean, maybe from his perspective.
I'm talking from his perspective. But
the wide variety of folks.
I'm supposed to give this kid a ticket? I just can't imagine that it's going to be very easy for him to do.
I don't know. You know, they do what they're told. They're trained and indoctrinated to just follow the law, you know, do what they...
It doesn't work on all of them all the time.
I,
that's
I
all
agree
I'm saying,
with you.
Sam.
I agree with you. There are some that will question it. I mean, my stepdad watched 4th of July and realized how the U.S. government was treating returning veterans, and he was sick for 3 days. Because he had just so bought into this whole paradigm of the government, the United States government is the best government in the world. They take care of people, you know, just hook, line, and sinker. And when it was, you know, reality right there, here's what they're doing, here's how they're treating these people, it made him physically ill for 3 days.
That's what'll happen. I mean, you've had a mindset for a certain length of time. And, of course, the older you are, the longer that's been. And when something shatters that, something undeniable, the evidence becomes apparent. If you don't go further into your belief system, as some people do, they you know, they make excuses and they delve further and they stick their head further into the sand, then you come out of it, and it's got to be hard. It's got to be really hard for somebody like that. But good on them. I mean, he made it over the hump, right? I mean, he's okay.
Well, I mean, he remained in law enforcement. It was it didn't shatter everything. It was just sort of like maybe a little broken window over here on the right.
Yeah, it's still enough to make him sick.
Like I've said, I've said before, law enforcement officer is the one that brought me into the liberty movement in the first place. And, you know, I'd rather have some guy that understands some of the concepts of liberty being a law enforcement officer than one that just gets in line.
Sometimes they end up turning into Bradley Jardis.
Yep.
Where they leave law enforcement entirely and they've dedicated their lives to liberty. So that's pretty cool, too. Anyway, Brad was out there today. He did a great job. 800-259-9231 said the so-called sovereign citizen movement, it's an obvious misnomer. It's an oxymoron. It's a contradiction. Anyway, the FBI continues. They say that they cause all kinds of problems. That is the movement, causes all kinds of problems and crimes. For example, many sovereign citizens don't pay their taxes. They hold illegal courts that issue warrants for judges and police officers. They clog up the court system with frivolous lawsuits and liens against public officials to harass them. And they use fake money orders, personal checks, and the like at government agencies, banks, and businesses. Later on, they actually go on to suggest that sovereign citizens commit murder. We'll continue here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line because they're targeting us, Sam. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirandAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirandAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirandAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include our Shrine of Female Listeners. Just added a brand new Shriner up there last night, Sam Dragon. You can go see her at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And one of the ways, by the way, you can support this radio program is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can learn more about that at amp.freetalklive.com. $3 a month.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com. See some samples there. Order today. 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
So we're telling you about a report I'm reading directly off of the FBI's website about so-called sovereign citizens, which, as we pointed out before, is really a contradiction in terms. You're either a sovereign or you're not. You're a sovereign or you're a citizen. You could be a citizen, theoretically, but no governments actually recognize the so-called obligation they have to protect anybody. In fact, if you look at the government's own decisions, they will claim they don't even have an obligation to not only not – they don't have an obligation to protect you, nor do they have an obligation to provide you with anything whatsoever. So, yeah, you might get your Social Security check down the line, maybe, but they have no obligation to send it to you. If you don't get it, there's nothing that you can do about it besides complain, and there's no obligation they have to make good or do anything.
Yeah, what are you going to do if they decide to shut down Social Security the day before you turn 65?
So I'm just
or 75 by the time you turn 65.
I'm just going to change the term here to sovereigns rather than causing confusion. So they're talking to us about how terrible sovereigns are because they do all these awful things. Not every action taken in the name of the sovereign ideology is a crime, but the list of illegal actions committed by these groups sells, the terrorism word, and individuals is extensive. In addition to the above, sovereigns commit murder and physical assault, threaten judges, law enforcement professionals, and government personnel, impersonate police officers and diplomats.
Love how they just make these broad sweeping statements about who all these people do this,
yes,
essentially.
That's exactly what they're doing here.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I can make the statement, law enforcement officers murder people. Law enforcement officers rape people.
Well, why not just say all bureaucrats?
You can make that kind of sweeping statement, and with their logic here, it would be true. This is disgusting.
And what some of these guys could have done is either come up with their own private police protection agency and implemented that, or they could have come up with their own passports, and that's mm-hmm. where they're getting the claim, oh, well, they're trying to impersonate diplomats.
Well, right. What makes a diplomat?
Well, the one with the government says that you are a diplomat from another country,
right,
then you are. It's if
right.
they say so.
See, they have to acknowledge that your fantasy is legitimate to them.
Yeah.
See, they have this collective fantasy that is the state. The idea that there is a state, there's no such thing. There's just men and women that are doing violence and the covers that they use for that violence. So what is it that makes a diplomat? Well, okay, is it men coming together in a room and deciding to write something called a constitution and then create a diplomat passport after that? I mean, really, isn't that what we're talking about here? Oh, well, people voted for them. Okay, fine. We'll have an election where people can vote for the people that they want to go into a room and write a document and come up with their own constitution. Why is it that we couldn't have as legitimate of diplomat passports, for instance, that anybody else could?
Yeah,
and what makes theirs any more legitimate than anybody else's? Just people coming together saying, we're creating a state.
Oh. It's violence. It's violence that backs up their
Well, you're right.
We're
not willing to shoot them.
Exactly.
And, of course, that's what sets us apart from these so-called sovereigns that they're talking about here. And I don't deny that there are people that would call themselves part of the sovereign movement who are scam artists. Well, no, I'm not saying he's a scam artist. He's just a little nuts. But there are people who are out there trying to scam people out of money. Like, they'll say, oh, well, just give me hundreds of dollars and I'll give you my CD-ROM with all of my documents on it that will set you free. You give me hundreds of dollars, I'll give you all the information you need. You just have to spend 70 hours going through all this paperwork, and if you fill out the documents correctly, now make sure you don't make any mistakes, because if you don't do it exactly how I say you'll do it, then it won't work, and you don't get any refunds. So go ahead, send all this stuff in, and then when the person ends up getting picked off by the government, because the government's, you're trying to scam us. There's this redemption stuff out there where essentially they're trying to this scheme where they believe there's this big bank account that has all this money that's the government's put against them somehow or borrowed against them that they can
right.
pay bills off with. And it's crazy. There's some really crazy stuff out there. So I don't deny that there are scam artists within this movement. But I don't consider myself part of their movement either.
Yeah, I would agree with what you just said, but I also know that there are some examples of some people who are very well legally versed and have, you know, there was the guy in Texas on Randy Kelton's show, one of the regular co-hosts, who was pulled over with no insurance, no driver's license, no plates on his car, no registration, nothing. They arrested him. He filed all of his paperwork, and they dropped the charges.
He filed what paperwork? The stuff that he wanted?
He filed all of his motions, all of his case law. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's one of the people that puts this course together, and they did do it. But, you know, he's been doing it for at least a decade, I think.
Sure, so there's some real success stories, but so he's not necessarily out there scamming people is what you're saying. There are scam artists,
well,
and I think that there's something to the idea of declaring yourself sovereign and going about your life as a free person. And also out there, it's kind of fraught with the danger of there's these scam artists that are offering you these paths to freedom that don't really materialize.
Yes, but even if you find one of the legitimate guys, it's no guarantee that you would have the same success that they would have.
That's a good point.
Because they have such a vast knowledge that they're drawing from and such a more complex and advanced understanding of how all of this stuff supposedly works behind the scenes.
800-259-9231. So they go on. These are some of the other terrible, terrible things that these so-called sovereigns do. They use fake currency, passports, license plates, and driver's licenses, and engineer various white-collar scams, including mortgage fraud and so-called redemption schemes. Sovereigns are often confused with extremists from the militia movement, but while sovereigns sometimes use or buy illegal weapons, guns are secondary to their anti-government, anti-tax beliefs. On the other hand, guns and paramilitary training are paramount to militia groups. And so they go on with some more about the so-called sovereigns here in a little bit. And I just want to talk about this because, I mean, this is really a target at, well, us, Sam, because we're involved in the Shire Society. ShireSociety.com is where you can go to learn more about essentially us creating a movement of self-declared sovereigns. We're declaring personal independence from the state.
It really is the first voluntary society that I know of because, you know, it's silly to think that a voluntary society that people will accept that and somehow, you know, we'll move into this voluntary society without overcoming the problem of, you know, how do we handle aggression? How do we get from where we are today with this violent monopoly who's taking control over everything to a purely voluntary society if we can't even solve that initial problem?
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts as well are welcome at 800-259-9231. And I think it'll be important to differentiate how it is that the Shire Society, our movement of peaceful liberty lovers, is very different from this picture that the FBI is painting of this so-called sovereign citizen movement. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to join in the show as well. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231 tonight. Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. They include our news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll send you emails, or you can follow our Twitter profile, or if you change the terminology on Facebook, you can like us on Facebook. It was Become a Fan. Now you can like us on Facebook. Sounds a little, it's a little more awkward, actually. 800-259-9231. You can get to all three of those options by going to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for whatever ones you want free at news.freetalklive.com.
Also, you can lose that weight you've been trying to lose with LumaThin Plus. I've been taking it for the last, I guess it's been about 6 or 8 weeks now. And it's been working great for me, and it's I think it'll work great for you. It will not make you jittery. That's, you know, my big criteria. I can't handle stimulants. It is all you have to do is take the pill. You don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. You don't have to change what you want to eat or, you know, exercise. Not to say those things don't work, but, you know, some people just have a difficult time doing it. You can lose weight anyway with LumaThinPlus.com. I've been losing weight, and that's since I've quit smoking. How many people can say they've lost weight and quit smoking in the same less than a year's time? It's LumaThinPlus.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're talking about an FBI report right off their own website about the so-called sovereign citizen movement, a contradiction in terms. Nonetheless, we're still discussing the idea of sovereignty because it's important, because sovereignty is, as they put it, causes all kinds of problems. They say that this movement causes all kinds of problems, but they don't just mean the scam artists. They mean the idea the idea that an individual could possibly be separate from the coercive agency known as government, that you could withdraw your consent, that you could be your own king, that you could be a sovereign individual, which was what the, I think is a much better term, sovereign individual rather than sovereign citizen. And that's what's dangerous to them. That's what the real scare is here. And so that's why they're just peppering the article with all kinds of claims about how these people are murderers. They're scam artists. And I mean, they make some of the worst claims here about these people. And there, while there may be some instances where people calling themselves sovereign have tried to scam people out of money, that doesn't mean anything about the wider movement of individuals deciding to declare their independence from the coercive state. And just here's a couple of examples, and we'll get to your phone calls. They claim that in Sacramento, two sovereign citizens were convicted of running a fraudulent insurance scheme, operating outside state insurance regulatory guidelines. The men set up their own company and sold lifetime memberships to customers, promising to pay any accident claims against their members. The company collected millions of dollars, but paid out very few claims. Now, again, we're taking the FBI's word for the story here.
Isn't that what all insurance companies do? Take in money and then pay out very few claims. Well, I mean, that's the idea of insurance.
Yeah. If it's true, though, if what they're saying is, we're just going to presume that what they're saying is true and that they didn't go and bust these people and steal all their money before they could pay the claims. But we're just going to presume that these people were actually engaging in fraud and they had claims made that they should have paid, but they didn't. And if that's the case, that's fraud. And I'm completely against it.
Yeah. So this is the same FBI that was seized millions of ounces of gold and silver of the Liberty Dollar folks.
I don't think it was millions, but it was a bunch.
It was at least a couple million,
I think. Yeah,
in dollars, but not ounces.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I'm not sure about that.
But, I mean, they painted that the same way. Oh, these people are counterfeit. They're trying to pass this off as the dollar. None of that was even remotely true. We had the case of the guy in Washington with the airsoft guns. The ATF seized a shipment of $30,000 worth of airsoft guns, actually got in front of the press and said, these things could be converted to automatic weapons. They shoot plastic BBs. And
ludicrous.
Saying you could modify the parts and have them firing, you know.
Yep, they sell. That's absurd. Sell them in Walmart.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Why they went after this guy, who knows?
So they say in Kansas City, three sovereign citizens were convicted of taking part in a conspiracy using phony diplomatic credentials. They charged customers between $450 and $2,000 for a diplomatic identification card, which would bestow upon the holder sovereign status, meaning they would enjoy diplomatic immunity from paying taxes and from being stopped or arrested by law enforcement. And again, if that's what happened, you are talking about scam artists. Because anybody that comes along to you and says, here, just give me $450 or $2,000, just give me these hundreds and hundreds of dollars, I'll give you an identification card, you just wave it in front of the man with a badge and he'll let you go on your way, is somebody who is running a scam.
Well, it seems unlikely to me, but that person could be just as deluded as somebody who would buy it.
There's that possibility.
In which case, you have the mentally ill doing business with each other, and that's not a scam, that's just sad.
I see what you're saying, Mark, but I think they're probably scam artists.
These
are people who, they are quick operators, you know, they move in, they sell people this this deal, they give them all this information, and then they likely go away. They likely become unreachable, they likely disappear, and of course, I would be so paranoid as to suggest that many of them might actually be feds or working for the feds. To essentially poison the movement, to put ideas out there that are really, really bad and will not help people, and actually charge people money for it at the same time. In Vegas, four men affiliated with the Sovereign Citizen Movement were arrested by the Nevada Joint Terrorism Task Force on federal money laundering, tax evasion, and weapons charges. The investigation involved an undercover operation with two of the suspects allegedly laundering more than $1 million from what they believed was a bank fraud scheme. So, beware. The sovereign citizens are out to get you. Americans, if someone comes up to you and talks about being sovereign,
they're murderers.
Look out. They might be trying to take your wallet.
Scam artists.
Right. This is the purpose of this. The purpose of this is to paint the idea of sovereignty with criminality. And, of course, to the government, a sovereign is a criminal, no matter if they're engaging in fraud or if they're engaging in actual violence or somehow destroying other people's property. They're a criminal to the government because of the threat they pose to the legitimacy of their system.
See, and this is what's changing. This kind of propaganda today will be picked up by mainstream media, and they'll portray it the way that the FBI wants to, and they'll put this idea out there. But the bloggers come in, the talk shows like Free Talk Live and others come in, break this down, show it for what it is, and they're not, you know, they're punching the gas, but the car's not going anywhere.
Wait a minute, Sam, you're not scared?
Wait,
you're not going to go pack up your stuff and head back home to Texas?
No, I'll be right here.
So they didn't. They're intimidating. I mean, this is the FBI we're talking about. That's scary.
Yeah,
they're scary.
Well, yeah,
they've got cells. They've got cells.
What am I going to do differently in Texas that, you know, I can't do?
You could just be
here.
A good little boy. You could just go and pay taxes and be quiet, and you could just go about your life and have a nice life and just stop sticking your head up and making all this ruckus. Why you have to rock the boat?
You know, it's not something that, like, I would decide to go back to. It's a new perspective. It's a new understanding about the way life is, about what government is, about what they do, about what their purpose is, about the way that they exist, really, to farm people's labor, to extract what they can from them.
And the sovereignty idea is a real threat to that concept.
Certainly.
Let's go to Joe listening in Connecticut. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Joe, what's on your mind tonight?
I think that the FBI and the government in general, you know, I don't know that if fear is the right word, but certainly concern about this idea. As you said, the sovereign citizen construct is kind of an oxymoron, but the idea of sovereignty, because they know that if we can spread the idea out to everyone, well, maybe not everyone, but enough people, that people will start to see that the government is illegitimate, and once the government is illegitimate, it has no power, and once you stop funding it, it has no revenue,
yeah.
And it just crumbles.
Yep.
That's a wonderful vision you have. A beautiful. I'm crying. It's just such so wonderful. But you're absolutely right.
And think of all the empty buildings, the abandoned projects like they had in Russia. All these weird things showed up around the landscape that used to be funded by this huge empire that
withered away
and disappeared.
Hey, do you have more you want to share tonight, Joe?
No, that's it.
All right. Thanks for the call and the thoughts. 800-259-9231. So what's the real sovereignty movement about? Because we've heard what the FBI has to say. Now, what do we have to say? Because they're targeting us. 800, I don't know about you, Mark. Do you consider yourself sovereign?
I'm just their serf. They beat me.
Okay. There's more coming up here. You can bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. Researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the...
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3567.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all those features that you'll find there for free, and you can participate as well. You can become a part of the site by submitting show prep ideas that we might very well use. We're talking about one this hour that came right off the front page of our website because somebody submitted it, other listeners voted it up, and it made it to the front page of the site. So head on over. You can join all the fun over at freetalklive.com. It's totally free.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GVICs, XFPs, ZenPaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. I saw this list of prices, and it was up to 99% off. Not all of them. Different ones were different rates, but they were all a big, big discount. MemoryDealers.com can offer also customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. You can go to MemoryDealers.com. They're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at MemoryDealers.com.
So the FBI is outlining in one of their reports, straight here from their website, the so-called sovereign citizen movement, which, as we earlier explained, is a contradiction in terms. Sovereign individual is much more accurate. Sovereign, to be sure, to keep it short. But the idea of people declaring their independence and being free, living like free people, is the FBI finds to be very dangerous. They rank the so-called sovereign citizen movement in with lone offenders, like the guy that flew the plane into the building recently in Austin, and eco-terrorists and animal rights extremists. This is the third part in, I don't know how many parts of a series, but they're talking about the so-called sovereign citizen movement. They're saying they threaten people, they commit murder, they engage in fraud, and they're really painting with a nasty brush here. And so I think it behooves us, Sam and I, at least, those who I think you consider yourself sovereign, Sam?
Yes.
I would consider myself a sovereign sympathizer.
How about empathy? Can you empathize with us a little bit?
I really don't know the difference between those two words. And I find
sympathy is where you feel sorry for somebody.
I find your fixation on it, like, weird.
Empathy, words are important, Mark. They mean things. empathy means that you can empathize. You can feel what that person is feeling. You believe that you can feel what you can understand what that person is feeling. Whereas sympathy is, oh,
That's terrible. I'm so sorry. That's sympathy. Not that sympathy is necessarily a bad thing, but anyway, so I think it behooves us, Sam, to explain what a real sovereignty movement is. Now, not that we really know, but for us.
That's what I was about to say. Wait, what does that mean?
What's real for us? And how our movement, and I think it's fair to call it that, because we're kind of some of the people on the ground floor of it.
Right.
The Shire Society is not at all like what is going on here. I mean, the FBI is saying they're fraudulent, they're schemes, they are, you know, they're ripping people off. Are we trying to get rich off of the Shire Society, Sam?
No. In fact, I think the vision that I have for the Shire Society is, you know, it's going to be this thing that people start using because it provides them with some kind of benefit that's generally recognized by the community. So
well, that's down the line, right? Initially, it's going to maybe provide you with a jail cell to sit in if you use it to a certain extent.
But I think when we talk about a voluntary society, it's going to come out of the government, continuing down its same old path of providing the same old services that sort of work, but, you know, could certainly be improved on because they have no competition, no incentive to make them better. And you know, a simple one is a notary. All they're doing is certifying documents for the public record and getting
saying you are who you say you are.
You are who you say you are, and you signed this document and authenticated it and swore it at a certain time. Well, you know, we could do the same thing with our own little stamp, and, you know, we could record these on video and post them to YouTube, and we've just blown the pants off of the government service. We've recorded the public document, we've shown it on video, and anybody can come in and look at the logbook, basically, by just viewing a YouTube channel or something like that that shows the authentication process happening on video.
There's a lot to cover on the issue of creating an alternative society, but the idea is to create something that people can pledge to, something that they can that is as fantastic a concept as the government, except minus the violence. Because the government, the idea of the state, is nothing more than a concept. It's a figment of man's imagination that they've put together for the purposes, in this case, to control people. The purpose of our figment of our imagination here is to sort of play by similar rules of construction, but to leave out the force, to leave out the coercion, the aggression against peaceful people in our society. So it'll become a choice. Do you want to remain in the government's coercive society, or do you want to join a voluntary, peaceful order, a peaceful evolution, you know, the Shire Society? And I think you're right, Sam, that down the line there will be new services and things like that, and people will come here and they'll add whatever they're going to add into the mix of this concept of this alternative society. And the FBI is scared to death. And so that's why they're saying that sovereigns commit murder and physical assault. Well, no, we're peaceful. Peaceful evolution. We have no interest in doing anything like that, even against state agents. And, of course, they talk about how sovereigns allegedly threaten judges, law enforcement professionals, and government personnel. This is a movement of peaceful people, and I don't want violent people involved with the Shire Society. I think they would be ostracized. I think they would be rejected from any sort of participation in association with Shire Society participants or members or whatever they'll end up being called. Because we've come to that conclusion. It's like you say, you know, how do you go back once you've found the message of freedom, or in this case, once you've found the message of peace, which I think is important.
How do you unlearn the truth?
Right. So we're to that point, and I understand that people are going to come here, and there are going to be some angry people, and we have to do what we can as people that are focused in compassion and love and forgiveness to help shift those folks towards that particular viewpoint, or else they're not going to be part of our society.
Yeah, and I think that message is sort of getting out there of peace and of letting go of the anger. It's not productive, and we are starting to move past that at the event today. There were several Port 411s that went out that suggested, should the police come in and crack down, what we should do, or what a lot of people felt, you know, was appropriate to do as activists, is just sing "We Shall Overcome."
Yep.
And maybe have one person on the megaphone calmly talking to the police, talking about, you know, how this is wrong.
It was my plan to, should they have arrested someone that wasn't me, was to get on my megaphone and say, I'm tired of my friends being taken away. I'm tired of you kidnapping peaceful people, and I'm not going to allow this to continue. I'm going to sit down in front of this police car and I hope that someone else will sit down behind it so they can't get away, and then hope to encourage other people through my example to join in, because if it's just me, then there's not much.
They'll cart you away, no problem.
But if that group of, what we had, 100 people at least there at any given time, if a group of 20 folks were to go and surround the police while they're arresting somebody, this was suggested as well, like to just lock arms or something like that around the police as they arrest somebody, and then, you know, they'll have to break through you to get that person out. Do the same thing at the police car, is, you know, surround the police car, sit in front and behind it, don't let it, they'll make it so that they can get out. They're completely peaceful measures that would really throw a wrench into their little game. Yeah, their kidnapping.
I almost feel sorry for these cops to face this and to,
well, they did the right thing today. They didn't show up, so they didn't have to face that.
But, you know, I think it's bound to happen at some point. And what are they going to do? It shatters their whole paradigm in a way that has never happened before.
Get out of the way! Well, I'll tell you what. We'll leave as soon as you let him go. We'll move out of the way of your car. Just let our friend go.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if smoke started coming out of their ears at that suggestion.
Sovereigns also impersonate police officers and diplomats. They use fake currency, passports, license plates, and driver's licenses. Well, we know that they called the Liberty Dollar fake.
Yep.
They accused the Liberty Dollar of attempting to impose, or to pose, rather, as U.S. currency, which in no way was it attempting to do.
Sure. If the U.S. currency isn't backed up by crap, the Liberty Dollar is
real silver.
Right. Was backed up by, you know, a $20 Liberty bill was backed up by an ounce of silver.
At least
try to
feds.
Turn in your $20, you know, Andrew Jackson for something. You can't get nothing for it. Well, you can buy it in the marketplace. You can exchange it for things, but the government won't give you anything in exchange for it.
Fake currency. So driver passports. I love the idea of the passport, of creating a passport. But the thing is, I don't want to sell it and try to scam somebody and tell them, hey, this is going to make it so you can get into any country around the world. I wouldn't do that. I would
say, that'd be counterfeiting.
You're taking a risk here, you know? This is, well, it's not counterfeiting because we're not creating a United States passport.
It would be fraud if you told somebody it would work.
That would be fraud. Yeah. Fraud, for sure. That's the thing. There's nobody running a scam with the Shire Society, and that's what we're calling it. You have to have a name for your society. Theirs is the state of fill in the blank, or the United States, and ours is the Shire Society. And it's a completely different perspective.
Yeah, and the thing to remember here is that it's completely voluntary. So yes, these services could be provided by any individual, by any group of individuals, by any company or private entity that wants to organize, and there could be competing ones. So they get to figure out how to make this work in this completely voluntary framework, and this is the future of mankind.
And it's the end of the state, and that's why they're so frightened. There's Hour 3 coming up. You can take control and bring up anything Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.